Welcome to the Data Strategy Show, 66 Questions, Data Leaders Unplugged. I'm your host, Samir Sharma, and today I'm delighted to have Karen Jean-Francois on the show. And to all of our listeners out there, Happy New Year. I hope it's a really good 2023 for you all. So, I was bowled over when I heard that Karen started out as an athlete, a professional athlete. So I decided to look her up. Amazing. She ran for Harrow and France. In 15 and 16, she was pretty much in position one for many competitions in the heptathlon. She's super focused and I loved her passion, positive energy, and found her incredibly inspirational. So moving on from athletics, she branched into data analytics and data science. She is currently the analytics manager for operations at Monzo Bank. She often talks about her fears and how she had to face head-on into imposter syndrome early on in her career. She was labeled too shy to succeed in a client-facing role, and she struggled to find her space and voice. But she is relentless in pursuit of self-help and says that she's a little bit of a self-help addict. More from that in the show. By overcoming those challenges, however, and leaning into them, she's now helping analysts in their development, improving their performance and retelling her story so that they can be hugely effective in their roles. She's also a fellow podcaster and is the host of the Women in Data podcast. As well as this, you can find her on thrivinganalyst.com, where she helps data analytics professionals ace their careers. So, I hope you enjoy this episode. Please do like, share, and comment, and enjoy listening to Karen. Behind every data leader, there is a person. And here is Karen Unplugged. One. Karen Jean-Francois, thank you so much for coming on to the Data Strategy Show. I'm so pleased to have you here, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm very excited to be here. Actually, it's been a while since I recorded the podcast. I've been hiding in various places in the world in the last few months. So happy to be back and to have my first recording with you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's great to have you. And as always, you know, it's 66 questions, rapid fire, and we're just going to go straight into it. So Karen, what's your wake up ritual?
My wake-up ritual.
Yeah.
Okay. So it varies a bit depending on what time of the month it is.
Okay.
Right? But I will tell you the average.
Yes.
So on average,
you're already a data person. I'll tell you the average.
I'm not sure that's such a good thing. But
the average, exactly.
Yeah. So for me, on average, I tend to wake up early, but not too early. So sometime between 6:30 and 7.
Okay.
And then I'm always out of bed straight away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bathroom time. So brushing my teeth, my face and mm-hmm. everything. And then mm-hmm. I go running.
Oh, you go running. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if it rains, it's yoga. But running is my favorite activity. And depending on how I feel, I will either run 8 or 6 kilometers. Or 2 kilometers.
That's a lot. I mean, that's still a lot.
Yeah. It's something that I built little by little. So yeah, I started 2 kilometers and then adding a bit after. So that's, and then coming back, shower, breakfast, and work. That's
wonderful. So that sets you up for your day. That's brilliant. What would you say is your biggest strength?
My biggest strength is definitely the fact that I am a personal development addict.
Okay. I can't see bookshelves behind you with all the books.
And they're hidden around the house.
In every nook and cranny, so you can literally pick one up. Okay.
Yeah. So that means I'm quite self-aware and I reflect quite a lot on where I can improve, but also where my strength lies. And I'm always willing to try to do better. So that's something I really value as well.
Great. Fantastic. What's the biggest learning experience you've had in your career?
Okay. So the biggest learning experience I had was being in a meeting room when there was someone saying that they were not feeling comfortable taking me into meetings.
Oh.
So I've had a lot of learning experience, but I think that this is the one that's going to stay with me forever. And this was kind of a wake-up call telling me, okay, Karen, you need to stop hiding in your corner. You have to be more, you have to be able to express yourself better and then translate that into analytics as well. So that was a turning point in my career.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is a big learning experience, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Quite daunting. Hobbies. Are there any hobbies that you will never give up?
Hobbies I will never give up.
Yeah.
This is a really tough one.
Okay.
I feel
that means you have many hobbies.
I have many hobbies, but I feel like they also vary depending on my state of mind.
Uh-huh.
So I will never give up exercising.
Right.
But exercising might mean something different depending on how I feel and how much time I have.
So the exercising part of you will you know, but what about any other hobbies that take your time and then you think, oh, should I be doing this? Are there any? If there aren't, that's cool.
I don't know, that take my time. No, I tend to be very structured in my approach to life.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, so because I used to be an athlete and I started when I was 10 and I was doing athletics.
Yes.
So I was running at an international level. So I
do goodness.
Tend to be very, very structured. So I don't end up being lost to doing something. I will always know I need to
Everything's
stop.
Compartmentalized. Fantastic. That's great. I love it. What makes you angry?
Makes me angry.
Yeah.
I think when I don't have space to express myself. Yeah. Yes, definitely that.
No, that's quite an interesting one. Because are you not giving yourself space, or is it just that you're overwhelmed in the situation, or someone else is not allowing you to be who you are?
All of that.
All of that. Okay.
I'm an introvert, and that means I'm in my head quite a lot. Maybe that is the hobby that takes too much of my time.
Being an introvert. I didn't know that was a hobby, but that sounds interesting.
I spend a lot of time thinking.
Okay, wow.
So because of that, it means that I can be slow to answer and take part in conversations sometimes.
I see.
Means that the conversation can move on and I haven't had a chance to express myself. So that's been causing me quite a lot of trouble in life.
Okay, interesting. Well, I mean, you know, that's something that from your self-help you can work on, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a first memory of life?
Oh.
Are you thinking in your head again?
I was thinking in my head.
Go for it.
So my first memory is me being in kindergarten. I think I was a horrible child.
Oh dear.
But I remember crying like a whole day waiting for my granddad to come pick me up because I didn't want to go to school.
Oh my goodness.
So I remember being outside of the classroom just staring out at the street and crying.
Oh gosh. It must have been amazing when he got you. What are you most excited about these days?
Another difficult question. You like to ask difficult. I'm excited about everything.
Wonderful.
But
new job, new.
Exactly. There is so much change happening right now. So excited about the new job. Mm-hmm. Excited about Christmas coming.
Oh yes, everybody.
And the new year. But I think what I'm most excited about is all the opportunities that there are in data and what we can do. And I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's the best compliment you've ever received? All of the, they're all going through your mind, aren't they now? And you're thinking, which one should I
Not
pick?
really. My mind is coming blank, but I know I've had a few. So okay, so I think one of the biggest compliment I've received is, it's not really a compliment, it's someone saying thank you for the Women in Data podcast.
Okay,
And
wonderful.
why I'm saying this is the biggest is because I spent so much time trying to put this podcast together, and you will know it feels lonely because you don't know what's happening on the other side. So
Yes,
having
true.
someone coming and telling me, please do not stop, this is amazing,
Wonderful.
was, yeah, that
Great.
was
It's a
great.
great compliment. Wonderful compliment. What is a cause that is important to you?
Education. But education in so many different forms. I come from a very small island where
Which island
people
is that?
have, it's called Guadeloupe. It's a French island in the Caribbean. Very beautiful. Everybody should visit. And back home, there is, we're French, but there is still a lot of poverty, and you still have a lot of people who are illiterate, and unemployment rates is really high. And for me, I think the best way to get the life, a better life, is through education. And education doesn't necessarily mean going to school and getting a degree. It comes in so many different forms. And
Agreed,
nowadays,
yeah.
with internet, you have access to so many things. So yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. What makes you smile the most?
What makes me smile the most?
Yes. Everybody smiles when I ask that question.
The
Although the
sun makes
listeners won't
me.
see it.
The sun makes me smile. So you know what makes me the happiest is when I walked out of my door in London and it's a sunny day.
Oh yes.
This gives me such a great feeling.
It does. It kind of really gives you energy, doesn't it? It's wonderful. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Do you have a secret talent?
I know.
You're an open book. Everybody knows everything about you.
I am. I'm so transparent. I think I overshare sometimes.
So, okay, next question then. Moving along. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing?
I would love to be teaching, but not teaching in a school. So I've been thinking about different ways of teaching in the last few years, because I had set up initially to be a teacher before I knew about data. And the closest I found most recently is mentoring.
Okay, yes, that is a good
So yeah.
avenue. Okay. So mentoring and teaching, nice. Yeah, I think it's important. And I like the fact that you're saying not teaching in a school, which is also quite interesting. What three things? What are the three things you can't live without?
I can't live without water. I guess no one
Okay.
can, but I
Yes.
drink a stupid amount of
Okay.
water. I can't live without my headphones and music.
And music.
Yeah, so I can't stand music in the room, but it has to be in my ears, so I
Okay.
need to have my
Okay.
headphones with me. And I can't live without all the support I get from my friends and family. This is something that's very important for me.
Yes, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. If you could be a fictional character, which one would it be?
Oh, I want to be Jack Sparrow. Is
Because
that
he's an extrovert, right?
allowed?
Because he's crazy.
And he drinks rum all
Oh,
the
okay. Perfect, coming from the
time.
Caribbean. What's the last show that you binge watched?
I was very late to that, and
Okay.
that will be Stranger Things. So,
I'm late to it
yeah.
as well. I've just started watching from the beginning. I've never seen
Yeah,
it.
Don't do like me. Don't watch it all in one
Oh,
go.
no. No way. I can't do that. No way. Too many things to do in the world. I've only watched, I think, up to episode 3 in season 1. And
Okay.
I that was about 3 weeks ago. And I just haven't had a chance.
Okay. Yeah, you're a better person than I am.
But what I do love about it is the soundtrack. I think it's fantastic.
It is, I agree.
It is really, really good. It reminds, and also it reminds me of my childhood. I didn't grow up in
nice.
America, but it reminds me of how I grew up in London with my friends and how we were and the crazy nerdy things that we would do and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm a data nerd as well. So I just watching it think, oh my God, that's my life. What's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life?
Okay, so this was a month and a half ago.
Oh,
traveling to Peru by myself.
Oh my goodness.
Meeting a travel group there. So I did 3 days by myself. Then I met a travel group with people I did not know.
Wow.
Which is very scary for me.
mm-hmm.
As I said, it's hard for me to create
yes.
connection very quickly.
Yeah.
And we did the trek. So 3 days trek around Cusco, going up to 4,500 meters.
Wow.
And I camped for the first time in my life.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Well, I loved the hike and being on the mountain. That was a really beautiful experience.
Yes.
Camping.
Yeah.
I did not like it to the point that I will not do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can avoid it,
yes.
I will avoid it.
I totally agree with you on that one. How would you define yourself in 3 words?
Personal development addict.
There we go. There we go. What's the biggest surprise you've had this year?
Good or bad?
Either.
Biggest surprise was definitely redundancies at work. And that was actually both good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, it can be, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that is currently inspiring you in the data world right now?
People are inspiring me.
People.
Yeah, so I can see. So by running the Women in Data podcast, I've been close to so many women that do amazing things. That
yeah.
I'm just thinking, oh, I want to be like you all the time. Every time I talk to someone, it's absolutely inspiring. One of my biggest inspiration this year has been Robin Sutara, and also
right. Yes.
Kat
well, I'm hoping to have her on the show. We're just in the middle
crossed.
Of, yeah.
She is amazing. And
yes.
Kat as well has been on your show.
She has been. Yes, yeah. Fantastic. I like that. Because I always get very technical or, you know, sort of different types of what, you know, the current trends or whatever. But people, yeah, I like that. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice was given to me by Victoria Pike, who I've met through the Women in Data community. And she said, Karen, you focus too much on your weaknesses. You should focus on your strengths.
Correct.
And that was an eye-opener for me, because I think when we work in data, it moves so fast. We're always thinking, oh, I need to learn this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not good enough at this, and this person does this, so I need to learn how to do this as well. And stopping and thinking, oh, hold on, this is what I can do, and I can do it really well. How can I apply that to my job?
Yep.
Change my life, basically.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I guess you're very thankful to Victoria for that.
Yes.
Wonderful,
yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the moment that your career completely changed?
Yes. It was with that advice, and also with the story I told before about the meeting where someone was saying they were not fit. Yeah. So there was this lady saying she was not feeling comfortable taking me in meetings. And then a few days later, I went to her and said, this is what you said in that meeting. As I said, I was being very invisible at the time. Mm-hmm. So she had mm-hmm. not noticed I was in the meeting, actually. Mm,
wow.
And she decided to help me because mm-hmm. she appreciated Wonderful. The fact that I came and said, you said that, why, and what can I do to change it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So from that moment, I went from being invisible Karen in the room that I was doing great work, but you know, when you do great work that you can't talk about or
sure.
that people don't really understand, it's mm-hmm. not enough
mm-hmm.
that your mm-hmm. code doesn't have mistakes.
Yes, yes.
So you need more. So once I realized that and I was able to do that, that created a big change in my career.
Wonderful, wonderful. What makes you feel accomplished?
I want to say seeing people that I manage or that mm-hmm. I mentor grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I said, personal development addict, and I want to use that and help others
yeah.
through that. So with the podcast and blogging, although I haven't done much of that yet.
Okay.
But yeah, seeing others flourish and develop has been quite a booster for me.
Yeah, great. What three words describe living in the UK?
Living in the UK?
Mm.
I want to say opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Community,
mm-hmm.
which... I don't know about the UK, definitely London. and so I said opportunity, community. I don't know what the third
okay,
word
that's fine.
Is.
That's fine. We can leave it there. That's okay. Maybe you'll think about it and come back to it.
Yeah.
What's heavily played right now in your music playlist?
Sometimes I feel like I have two personalities.
Okay.
I keep saying depends on my mood. But definitely I listen a lot to Ludovico Einaudi.
To who?
Ludovico Einaudi is an Italian composer.
Uh-huh.
And I am a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But when I don't listen to him, I'm listening to soca music, which is on
oh,
the
wow, yeah, soca
opposite.
Music. Yeah, that's completely different on the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's great to have different styles that you're into. Give you different energies, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What three things are at the top of your bucket list?
I've been trying in the last 2 years to develop this thing that I'm calling the Thriving Analyst, which mm-hmm. looks like a blog at the moment, where I haven't been blogging in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely on the top of my bucket list. So the aim of that really is to help data analytics professionals develop to their full potential. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's helping them, I guess, the ones that are struggling to progress or the ones that would like to get better at what they do,
mm-hmm.
And helping teams work better
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't had time to properly sit in and set it up properly. Another thing is I need to get back to cooking.
Okay.
I used to cook a lot, cook and bake. And my partner will tell you, Karen, she stopped baking. I don't know why. He's very upset
no.
about it.
Oh, no.
He's very upset. But with the pandemic, I started the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it takes your time up.
It takes a lot of time. So delivery apps have taken
are
a
great.
Lot of my money.
Yes, yes. But they've
I
also given you some
take...
time, right? That's the thing.
Yes,
yeah.
But you know, it's not very healthy.
No,
so
not at
I,
all.
I need to get back to cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to go travel to Nepal at some point.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. I love pizzas.
Any kind, any specific?
I would refuse to eat a margarita.
Oh, you refuse to do that. Okay.
Yes,
Yes.
because I think it's the most used. Italians will kill me.
But if have you been to Naples before, and
Yes, I have.
have you
Yes,
tried
I
the, I
have.
mean, they are unbelievable. I got to tell you,
I
I was
stand.
just, you
I
still don't,
stand by what I
you
said.
do? Okay. Oh dear, you'll never be let back into Italy again.
I spend a lot of time in Italy, actually. My partner is Italian. I go to Italy more often than home.
Oh my
I hope
goodness.
they're not going to kick me out next time.
They just won't let you into a pizza restaurant. What book did you most recently finish?
Recently finished. I love this book series. That it's called Detective Lottie.
The what?
Detective Lottie. It's I have this thing where I go on Amazon and I find cheap books and buy them.
Okay.
So it's a detective series. I can't remember the name of the author. It's funny because I remember as soon as we finish this
Don't
conversation.
worry, don't worry, don't worry.
And so
And
it's Lottie Parker, and I just love it.
And
So
where is
that's
it
what I
set?
finished.
Where is it
It's in
set?
Ireland.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so and it's, she's a female detective, or
Female detective, always going through mass murders somehow. How many mass murders can there be in one city?
Loads, loads. There's always loads. Especially in books.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
I will tell my 16 years old self that it's okay to connect with people and ask questions. So definitely be a bit more curious in terms of opening myself more to people and learning more about others.
Great. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
And that would definitely be my partner. So you
Okay.
remember when I said Jack Sparrow and you said because he's an
Yes.
extrovert.
Yes.
So my partner is an extrovert and he will go wherever he goes, he's going to make friends with people.
Yes.
And this is a skill I want.
Yes. Yes.
Being able to connect straight away with someone,
Yes.
learn from them,
Yes.
have a very easy flowing
Yep.
conversation. This is what I want.
Wonderful. I have that knack, by the way, so it's
Oh.
very, my wife hates it as well. What's the one thing you've always wanted to try?
I've always wanted to try to be a baker, I want to say, like a pastry chef. And I did work in a bakery at some
You
point.
did. And what was your
Yeah.
fa what was your what did you like making in terms of pastry? Any specific cakes or
So working in the bakery was a
yeah.
horrible experience. I would
And
not
you
do
still
that
want to be a
again.
baker?
But I find there is this kind of this method and structure to baking that is very,
Yes.
it's like music to my soul. It's
Yes,
very
meditative.
calming. Yes. But yeah, so I tried that when I was trying to review whether I wanted to work in data or not when I was having all my life crisis. And it taught me a lot, but I will not do it again.
Now you've learned that. So you've got one thing that
Yes.
you can tick off. If you had to change something in the world right now, what would it be?
I so many things.
Pick one.
But I want to say the like I would want everybody to be a bit more honest in terms of who our leaders are and everything. Mm-hmm. That's out there, the information we have access to.
Yep.
I would like to see more honesty in that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. What's the one thing you wish you knew at the age of 19?
Something I wish I knew.
Mm.
That whatever decision you make is not a final decision.
Mm-hmm.
That you can always change path. Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you weren't living in the UK, where would you be living?
I would be living in Italy, but specifically in Trentino.
In where?
Trentino.
Trentino. Where's that now?
It's
Trentino. I've heard of it, but
With Austria.
Uh-huh.
So it's between.
Oh, so it's very north.
Yeah. So okay. Between Lombardia and Veneto.
Ah, okay.
And it's
okay.
Just so beautiful. Yeah. I love the greenery, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. Listeners can't see, but I've got plants everywhere.
Greenery behind you. Yes.
Yeah.
Plants up and down the wall. Yep.
Yeah. And Trentino is such a green and beautiful region.
Okay.
I love
beautiful.
It.
Sounds like something where I should take my wife, because she also loves the nature and, you know, beautiful being outside. If you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data leaders, what would it be?
So upcoming data leaders. I would say that ask for help, ask for support, and really build your network.
I think that's like you said, you wish you had asked for help or spoken to more people or asked more questions. So
yeah,
I wasted
so much time trying to figure things on my own, thinking this was the way, and if I wasn't doing it this way, people wouldn't take me seriously.
Yes.
But people have gone through experiences before, and they can share their knowledge. So that's very valuable.
No, it is very valuable. What's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
City?
Yes.
Well, London was definitely a dream city for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I live in London, so I can't say that. I don't have a city. I've had a country.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Which was Peru. And I've
which
done
you've
that
done.
As well, but I've done it.
Well, you said Nepal earlier on, so maybe that's the,
but
maybe
I
that's the one.
That's the next one.
Yeah, that's the next one. What's the best lesson your parents ever taught you?
It was an indirect lesson. So we didn't have much growing up. And what I saw from my parents is that it doesn't matter how much you have, it's what you can do with what you have and really go for your goals. So my parents have really supported me with everything. I've sometimes thinking I was crazy. But when I wanted to be an athlete, they supported me to be an athlete. When I wanted to be a teacher, they supported me. And when I said I was moving to London, they thought I was crazy, but they supported me.
Wonderful. What? No, wise and sage-like advice. And I think that's what parents are there for, to help you, guide you, and to support you. What's a movie that made you cry?
How is that? The Fault in Our Stars.
The which one?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
But more the book than the movie, I want to say. I did watch the movie after reading the books, and I cried more in the book. So it's about teenagers who have cancer. And they go through, they have this wish that they can... that can come true, and they fall in love going on a trip.
Wow.
That was a very sad movie.
I'm sure when I watch it, I'll cry in that.
Read the book, it's better.
Who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
I don't have one. I'm inspired by so many different people. I feel like I
pick and choose from each of them. That's wonderful. I know you, I can see that there's light coming into your window. So what can you see from your window?
trees. A lot of them.
Okay. What's a data trend that you would like to see disappear?
A data trend I would like to see disappear. This thing around, although I've seen it less recently, but you know these kind of small rivalry between data science and data analytics and data science being better. I don't like this. I remember speaking with Lizzie Harris on the podcast talking about job titles and that your job title doesn't define you. And when there is someone who gets upset because they have the data analyst job title rather than data scientist.
Yes, yes.
This needs to go.
true. No, I think there's something about that. There's almost a snobbery, isn't there? Yeah. What's a superpower you wish you had?
Teleportation. Yes.
Yeah.
Being an expat, I do want to see my family. But yes. They're very far away.
Yes. That would be great. Can you imagine that? Just teleporting yourself there in an instant. Wonderful. What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years' time?
I don't want to be looking back and having regrets. And this is this hasn't happened so far, because I do believe that when we make decisions today, it's because we have reasons to make them. But you never know.
Yeah. And it's interesting because what you've just said was my next question. Looking back on your life, is there anything you would have done differently?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there were so many decisions, life-changing decisions I've had to make, like leaving my island, leaving Paris, stopping athletics when I was at the top of my game at the time, going into data, staying into data. I don't regret any of these decisions.
No, there's a one. And likewise, I think it's wonderful to look back and say, that was great. But, you know, and then move forward, really. What's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
Redundancy. This is a horrible thing to say, but it is true.
Yeah. Well, it helped you along your path, you know, and it was probably a blessing in disguise, as they say.
Definitely.
Which movie makes you laugh the hardest?
I don't know. I haven't watched a funny movie in a while.
No?
Oh. No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I haven't watched a funny movie.
All serious movies, hey? All serious.
Not serious. I've watched romantic. I've watched drama. I haven't watched a comedy.
Maybe that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a good laugh. What's a skill you're currently working on mastering?
I'm public speaking. I've been working on that for a while now.
Yeah.
I'm definitely better.
Yeah, but it's interesting when you run the podcast, your natural instinct, as you would say, is to become an introvert. But actually, what you have to do is to ask a ton of questions and be, you know, and it is almost a form of public speaking.
Yeah, so the podcast for me is a way to learn and develop. So I learned a lot from there, but it's also really dragging me outside of my comfort zone and helping me to talk a bit more.
Yeah, wonderful. What three words best describe your leadership style?
I will say transparent is the first one. And when I say transparent, as I said, open book, and also going along with honesty. So these two, I will put them together. Trust and growth.
Mm. Very good. I know you've just got into your new position, but maybe it could be what's coming from the old position that you were in. But what are or were your current top three data challenges?
I think a challenge that is always going to be there is creating these trusted relationships with stakeholders.
Yep.
So when you work in data analytics, you produce the analysis for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And these people always have an idea of what it is that they want,
yes.
but it might not be what it is that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So creating this relationship where you can push back and say, it might be better if this is what you were given, and having them say yes, it's very important. And why I'm saying that it's a challenge that that is always going to be present is they will move on. So you can create a really strong relationship with a group of people and a few of them leave and you have new ones and you have to start again from the beginning.
Yes.
But
you know how to do it, right?
Yeah, everybody is different. So you might need a different approach. So that's a really big challenge that I've had. I've done it successfully, and I think it's a big challenge I would have at Monzo now because I know no one, so I have to start from scratch again.
Yeah.
Another challenge is making sure that analytics work. I will focus on analytics because this is what I know. Making sure that analytics works for everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean data analysts and the business. Because very often you have these data analysts or data scientists that want to do some great things and learn new things and implement new tools, and that doesn't work for the business or it's not aligned. So really finding this balance where everybody is happy and everybody can learn and develop. And the last challenge, I think, it's still around communication. In terms of, I guess, translating all our analysis so that people will actually understand what we're talking about. Some do it better than others, but it's always going to be there as well.
Wonderful. What's the one thing you had to learn the hard way?
One thing I had to learn the hard way. Well, creating great quality work is not enough. Definitely that.
That is brilliant. That's so true. So true. It's not enough. How do you handle pressure in your career?
Very poorly.
Okay.
So when I was at the track, you know, you have this pressure. So I was doing 100 meters hurdles. And you have this pressure before the race, which is something I still use. So I was always visualizing my line with my hurdles. So when I know I have a stressful moment, this is what I'm doing. I'm visualizing my line and my hurdles.
Right.
Once you've finished running.
Yes. Yeah.
It goes away.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find this feeling at work because it doesn't last 13 seconds.
Yes, it doesn't. It lasts a full day sometimes or more.
So I'm trying to implement some smaller rituals. So making sure I stick to my morning routine. So going for my runs is very helpful.
Yes. Or doing yoga.
Yeah. Something I'm trying to get better at is going for a walk in the middle of the day. Which I'm terrible at, but I am trying.
It does help. I have recently put that into my rhythm for the day as well. And I tell you what, it's a game changer in some ways because you completely get a different perspective. And then suddenly you're faced with a problem. You come back and you think, that was simple. That's what I should have done, you know. So it's a really good one to do. What is something that you notice about someone when you first meet them?
I think I tend to notice how easy it's going to be to connect with them or not.
Mm-hmm. How do you notice that?
But it's something that I struggle with. So
right, right.
I tend to go to people who I know they're going to make it easy for me.
Ah, okay. You migrate to those individuals, and it's yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's I will not tell you why I gave it away. I have no clue.
Mm.
But I do know when I will have to make more efforts someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's something pretty tough to do. Right. Well, my last question now, Karen. And this is an interesting question. What would you like to be remembered for?
Can I give you two answers?
Go ahead. You can give me two.
So I have a work one and I have a personal one.
Yeah, sure.
So for the work one, I would love to be remembered like the person who's made a difference in the life of data analysts.
Yeah.
Helping them in their career.
Mm-hmm.
From a personal point of view, I lost my aunt a few years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And one thing she said before passing away was that the one thing she will always keep with her from me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that she was back home and I came to say goodbye and I was flying back to London. So before going to my plane, she said, the one thing I will always keep with me from you is how happy you make me, because you're always smiling and dancing.
Yeah.
I do this very, maybe that's the, this is the secret thing I have. It's not a talent, but I do very silly dances.
Oh, you do silly dances? Okay.
Yes. I have a happy dance, an excited dance.
Oh, wow.
yes. So this is something I want my family to remember from me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Karen Jean-Francois, thank you so much for being on the Data Strategy Show, 66 Questions. I've had so much fun and I've loved your responses. Really cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And have a good one.
You too.
Take care.